Welcome to the NUMA West podcast. For more information about all things NUMA, please contact us on our website, numa.church. Now get ready for another inspirational message.
I want us to just stay still right now and know that He is God. Just let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Let's head and play us a song, a melody. Feel like laying down, do so. All of a sudden you've got a burst of joy and you feel like laughing, do so. If you feel like crying, do so. Let the Father father you. I will exalt you, my God, my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great, oh great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Oh Lord, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. So dear Heavenly Father, that is the cry of our hearts. Oh Lord, we live to praise you and bless you and exalt you forever and ever. And Lord, right now we just declare your rule and reign over every aspect of our lives. We thank you, Jesus, that you are on the throne. We thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom is unbreakable. Oh, it's untouchable, it's unshakable. We thank you, Lord God, that the heavens will stand forever, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail, oh Lord. And Father, right now we give you this day. Oh, we give you this day. We dedicate this day to you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Have your way. Dictate this service. Saturate this place with your presence. And we commit this day to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say. Why don't we give God some praise? A lot of crying happening up in here. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody going? Wowzers. Very good. I was just telling the team this morning before, it's March already. Wow. It's March already. So this is it. This is it. This is where the actual year begins. Because how many of us know January is a write-off, right? It's a write-off. And February is not even a full month, so it doesn't count. So this is it. March is it. And I really believe that this year we're going to march into March with some praise. Is that cool? Who has faith for that? We're going to march into March with some praise. And so I just want to encourage you, whatever New Year's resolution that you may have, this is the best time to start. It's time to start whatever, whether it's saving more money or losing more weight. Everybody's New Year's resolution is always to lose more weight. I've had that for years. It's not, as you can tell, I haven't really achieved that. Why don't we have a New Year's resolution to gain more weight? I'm going to gain more weight. And I'm being successful in that. Anyways. Ruse on the gains, is he? Muscle gains. Hey, we're going to read a few scriptures today. And we're going to start reading from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. This is Isaiah. He gets a vision of the Lord, and it says this. I'm reading from the NIV version, and it says, "Forgive me for my runny nose. I've been sick all week, guys, so please have grace on me." And it reads this. "In the year that King Uzziah died," this is Isaiah speaking, "I saw the Lord high and exalted." Everybody say, "High and exalted." "Seated on a throne." Everybody say, "Throne." "And the train of his robe filled the temple." By the way, the robe also symbolizes his glory, his majesty, his splendor. "Above him were a seraphim," which is an angel. "Each of them had six wings. With two wings they covered with their face, and the other two covered their feet. And the other two, they were using it to fly," so they were flying. "And they were calling to one another, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" We're going to now turn to Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. This is now John, who Jesus loved. He gets a vision. He was in the spirit and he gets a vision. And this is him speaking. "After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in the heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here and I will show you what must take place after this.' And at once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne." Everybody say, "Throne." "There was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it." We're just going to skip to verse 6 to 8. "And also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. And in the center, around the throne, were four living creatures. They were covered with eyes in front and in the back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man. The fourth, like a flying eagle. Wowzers. Can you just imagine that? It looks so weird. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. And day and night, the scripture says, day and night, they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." I'm going to read to you another scripture. It's from Psalm 113, verse 1 to 3. Praise the Lord.
Come on.
I've been soaking in His presence all worship. It's delirious o'clock too, just as Pastor Dave mentioned. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. I want to speak to you today on the title of Praise Always. Praise Always. I want to turn to the person next to you, on maybe on your right side first, and say, "I'm a praise." Come on, guys, say it with conviction. "I'm a praise." And turn to the other side and say, "Always, always." Hey, I'm gonna do a lot of screaming today, a lot of yelling. It's just how I, hey, praise. Praise, what a wonderful word, what a powerful word. When I think of praise, I think of just me lifting up my hands before the Lord in His presence. And just singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." When I think of praise, I think of me just giving my all to Him, giving all my might, all my strength, loving Him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, with all my mind. Does anybody think of praise like that too? Yeah. Wave of hands. Yeah. Does anybody think about mayonnaise when they hear the word praise? The brand praise mayonnaise. Praise mayonnaise. By the way, I went to Anglesey last week, Pastor Dave, as you know that. I told you that. And we went and had fish and chips. And I bought two tubs of tartar sauce, and they were like this small, and they cost $2.50. Did you know that tartar sauce was made out of mayonnaise? And a little bit of dill and pickle and lemon. I didn't know that. I could have made it myself, man. It's like, what? Anyways. A drink of water. Oh man, I got ripped off. Anyways, praise. Praise. I'm gonna speak about praise today. And for us to praise properly, praise requires a revelation, okay? If we're going to praise God rightly, we need to see Him properly, okay? We need to know who God is. We need to know His nature, His attribute, His character, His goodness, so we can praise God rightly. So we can praise Him day and night, day and night, day and night. Just like in the heavens, day and night, never ceasing to praise Him. From the rising of the sun to its setting, we praise Him. By the way, praise isn't just clapping. It's not just singing. It's not just us dancing. Although it's all of those things, it's an act of praise. Praise is a lifestyle. live a lifestyle of praise. And so if we have a limited revelation of who God is, our praise will also be capped. Okay? Because praise brings who God is. Okay? It brings who God is. It declares who God is. And so if our revelation is limited, then our praise is limited. Because we can't praise God if we can't praise God rightly if we don't understand his nature. We can't praise him rightly if we don't understand his character, his attributes, his goodness, his love. Can I encourage you, if we're only praising God today on a Sunday and not living a lifestyle of praise from Monday to Saturday, can I encourage you this year, let's be more intentional with being more intimate with God. As I mentioned before, this is the year to start your New Year's resolutions. Can I encourage you? If you're not intimate with God, can intimacy with God be one of your New Year's resolution this year? Is that cool? Can we make it a priority? Can we be intentional in making His priority, His presence our priority? Is that cool? Praise. I love praise. It's so important that we be intimate with God so we can know our God. We can have a relationship with God, with our Heavenly Father, so we can lift up His name and really mean it. So we can praise Him rightly. Because we can't understand someone's character. We can't understand someone's nature, someone's attributes, someone's goodness, someone's love from a distance. Okay? Praise is a response from a revelation of who God is. Say it again. Praise is a response from a revelation of who God is. So in order for us to praise Him rightly, we need to see Him rightly. In Isaiah in chapter 6, by the way, Isaiah is in the Old Testament. He gets this vision of the Lord. Who's ever received a vision before from God? How amazing is it? You can just imagine how Isaiah is feeling. He gets this vision and he sees the throne of God. He gets a vision of the throne room. How awesome is that? That's a vision of the throne room. And he sees the Lord. The Bible says he sees the Lord high and exalted up. He describes the Lord's robe filling the temple. As I mentioned before, the robe also represents his majesty, his splendor, his glory. Can you just imagine, even in this room, a throne right here and his robe just filling the temple, his glory filling the temple. And he goes on to say the seraphims, the angels, would sing to one another continually, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Wow, that's heaven. That's the throne room. That's what's happening. And in John, in Revelation, now we're now in the New Testament now, in chapter 4, he also gets a vision. And we see in John chapter 1, John was in an island called Patmos. He was doing his thing. He was in the Spirit. How good is it when you're in the Spirit? You start to see a heavenly things. Jesus will come up to you and say, "Come up here," when you're in the Spirit. And while he was in the Spirit, Jesus encounters him. He touches him and tells John to write what he sees regarding the seven churches, okay? But then in chapter 4, Jesus tells John to come up here and I will show you what must take place. And then John, who was in the Spirit, gets also a vision of the throne room. Revelation, it says he sees a throne and someone sitting on it. Only this time he's given more details, more description. And he describes this throne as made out of jasper and carnelian. Anybody know what a carnelian is? I looked it up on Google because I didn't know what it was. It's just a color. It's red. I don't know why they had to say carnelian. We're going to be jasper and green. Anyways, and around the throne was this rainbow. So you can just imagine Jesus is here sitting on the throne. There was a rainbow. And in the throne, there was 24 elders sitting around the main throne. And from this throne, there was flashes of lightning and thunder coming out from this throne. And as we read before, we saw that there was these four creatures full of eyes, front and back, with six wings. And day and night, they never cease to say, they never stop, they never halted to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Wow. Wow. That's heaven, man. And I love this scripture, how these two visions, and although there were some differences in terms of the throne room, what it looked like, one thing was constant. One thing was constant. Whether it was a seraphim, whether it was an elder, whether it was a creature, one thing was coming out from their lips. They never ceased, the Bible says. Night and day, they never ceased. They never stopped. They never ended saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Mighty. They never stopped. They never cease praising God. They never took a break. The only break they took was a praise break. And that went on forever. Praise break. Hey man, it's delirious o'clock. And even to this day, as we gather, as we fellowship, praise is happening in the heavens right now. Praise is happening in the heavens right now. Singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Oh, church, let it be said. Let it be said about us. Let it be said about this house, the children of God, men and women of God, that day and night, that praise will always be on our lips. Praise will always be on our hands. Praise will always be on our feet. Let it be said that we live a lifestyle of praise. We're not about to praise God like this either. As much as I love golf, we're not going to give him a golf clap. No, our God deserves higher than a golf clap. He deserves more than a golf clap. Come on, church. He's the King of Kings. Oh, he's the Lord of Lords. Hey, he's the Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. Oh, he deserves more than a golf clap. Hey! Come on. Water break. We ain't gonna give God one of these as well. A little bit of two-step. I ain't gonna give it. No. No, I'm pretty sure King David when he was anointed king of Judah and Israel, when he put the two nations back together again, and when the Ark of the Covenant came back to Jerusalem, which represented the presence of God, and when it came back to its rightful place, when it came back to its resting place, David in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 14 says this, and David danced before the Lord with all of his might. Not just with a little bit of strength. Not just with a golf clap. No, David danced with all of his might. And he was wearing a linen ephod. He took off his robe of heaviness, his robe of disappointment, and he put on his garment of praise. David danced with all his might. He gave God more than just a golf clap. He gave God more than just a two-step. David danced with all his might. When the presence of the Lord came back to Jerusalem, when the Ark of the Covenant came back and David saw the Ark, oh, David saw the Ark, he couldn't help but praise him. He couldn't help but dance. He couldn't help but clap his hands. He couldn't help stomp his feet like he was stomping on snakes and scorpions. Why? Because David had a full revelation of who God is. And as a result, David did not give God a golf clap and a two-step. No, David gave God the highest praise. The highest praise. The highest praise. Why? Because he is worthy. God's name is worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy to be praised. Woo! David was a praising man. Oh, let it be said about us. Let it be said about this house that we be a people, a man and woman of God who praise him day and night, day and night, day and night. Never ceasing, giving him more than just a golf clap, giving him more than just a two-step, but praising God with all our might, that we give him the highest praise. Why? Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. What is praise? Well, praise celebrates the attributes of God. We praise him for who he is. Sometimes we praise and give thanksgiving. And yes, we intertwine the two. But just a quick separation. Thanksgiving is thanking God for what he's done. And praising is praising him for who he is alone. Praise is us declaring his character, his goodness. Declaring his rule and reign, it's us celebrating, blessing, and lifting up the name of Jesus, the name of our Lord. Excuse me. It's us proclaiming who God is, his character, his nature, his power. Praise enthrones him above our lives. Excuse me. Praise is not just a ritual. But it's a transformative act that aligns our heart with God's will and purpose. We are called to praise. And I'm going to read from Psalm 148. It's a praise psalm. And if you can turn there with me. Excuse me, there's a frog in my throat. I don't know about you, but every time I read this, man, I get, oh. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of, oh. If that makes sense. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the highest. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, all your highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, waters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, the king of the earth and all people, prince and rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the Lord, the name of the Lord, for his name alone is to be exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him, praise the Lord. Hey, praise him. In Psalm 150, verse 6 says this, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In other words, if you can do this, you can praise God. You can praise God. You see, oh, thank you, sir. You see, as part of God's creation, we were called to be a part of this symphony of praise. In the book of Genesis, anybody know the book of Genesis? It's in the very beginning. We are reminded of this majestic act of God when he made the heavens and the earth. And in verse 31 of Genesis chapter 1, it reads this, and God saw everything. He saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. From the highest mountains to the deepest sea, from the largest beast to the most tiniest little creatures, everything that God had made, it was very good. That includes you and I. And in Psalm 19, verse 1, it says this, the heavens, which God created, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaimed his handiwork. You see, the psalmist captures the very essence of creation's praise. And as part of God's creation, you and I, we too are called to be part of this symphony of praise. As God's creation, we too are to declare God's glory and praise his name. We too are to contribute into the atmosphere a sound of gratitude, a sound of adoration to the one who made us. We are called to praise. There's a song by Hillsong called So Will I, and I'll just read a few the lyrics from it. And it says this, if creation sings your praises, so will I. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow down in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sum up of all our praises still fall shy, then I will sing again 100 billion times. If creation sings your praises, so will I. In my church, you and I were called to praise. Not only that, but time and time and time again. Scripture tells us that as people of God, as children of God, we are called to praise him continually. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this, but you are a chosen race, speaking about you guys, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellency of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Isaiah 43 verse 21 says this. This is God speaking. The people whom I'm formed for myself, that they may declare my praise. Hebrews 13, 15 says this. Through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledges his name. Psalm 109 verse 30 says this. With my mouth, I will give thanks. With my mouth, I will praise him in the midst of the throng. Anybody know what a throng is? Just means crowd. Again, I had to Google that up. They couldn't just put crowd in there. Anyways, ESV, there you go. Psalm 9 verse 2, it says this, I will be glad and I will exalt you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Psalm 119 verse 175 says, let my soul live and praise you. What a great psalm. Let my soul live and praise you. Psalm 47 verse 6 says this, sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. And finally, but definitely not the last one, Psalm 104 verse 33 says this, I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord for as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. You see, time and time and time again, Scripture tells us that we are called to praise Him, not only to praise Him, but to praise Him continually. To continually offer up a sacrifice of praise and to sing praises to Him for as long as we live. And even when you pass, you'll join the others in heaven praising God. Singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. You see, church, you and I were called to praise. And I want to encourage us, let's embrace this calling. Praise is not a duty, it is a privilege. It's a privilege. So what happens when we praise, if I can ask the band to come up? Is this helping anybody today? Well, when we praise, number one, we enter into God's presence. Psalm 100 verse 4 to 5 says this, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever and His faithfulness to all generation. See, praise positions us to be in the presence of the Lord. Praise is the password into God's throne room. It's the password to God's throne room. We read it before in the vision of both Isaiah and John, that in the throne room, praise was in the midst. And as you enter His courts with praise, you enter into the presence of God. And as you enter into the presence of God, you start to get a throne room experience. You start to experience the goodness of God. You see, the act of praise opens up the gates of God's presence, allowing us to experience the fullness of His love and His faithfulness. A love, like in Psalm 100 says, a love that endures forever and a faithfulness that is to all generation. Not only we get a throne room experience when we praise, but we also get a throne room perspective when we praise. You see, in the presence of God, we start to get a heavenly perspective, a godly perspective. Just as Jesus told John, come up here, I'll show you what must take place. Praise gives us a godly perspective. And as a result, our praise stirs up our faith. Our praise stirs up our faith. Faith begins to rise. Faith begins to lift up in the presence of the Lord. Why? Because what is impossible with man is now possible with God. We're now seeing things from God's lens. We're now seeing things from God's perspective, from the heavens angle. We now start to walk with an eternal mindset because we have been spending time in the presence of God. We have experienced His presence because we have been living a lifestyle of praise. When we praise, we enter into His throne room to not only experience His presence, His love, His faithfulness, His goodness, but in His presence, we also receive His insight. Another thing that praise does is that we enthrone God. God inhabits the praise of His people. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel." You see, when we praise, not only we give Him our adoration and expression of gratitude, but as we lift up an act of praise, we acknowledge the majesty, the sovereignty of our God. When we lift our voices in praise, we create a throne room upon which our Heavenly Father is enthroned. Not only that, but when we praise, we acknowledge and recognize the greatness of our mighty God. Psalm 145 verse 3 says this, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable." As we praise Him and lift up His name, we establish His rightful place as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Another way we enthrone Him is that we magnify His name. When we magnify God through our praise, we make Him larger than our perspective, recognizing His infinite glory and power. Psalm 34 verse 3 says this, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together." Numa Church, can I ask a question? Will you magnify the Lord with me today? Is that okay? Will you exalt Him today? Will you praise Him today? Will you give Him the highest praise today? Can we do that today? Oh. What else happens when we praise? Well, when we praise, it's the key to our breakthrough. When we praise, it gives us the key to our breakthrough. Acts 16, verse 25 to 26, this is Paul and Silas. They were in the prison. And it says this, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God." Imagine that. You're in prison and all they were doing was singing praises to God. And all the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Wow! That's what praise does. That's what praise does. It breaks prisons. It unshackles chains. Even in the darkest moments, Paul and Silas chose to praise God. Their praise not only transformed the circumstance, but also became a powerful testimony to those around them. I want to encourage you, church, when we face trials and tribulation, praising God makes way for a supernatural breakthrough. Praising God paves the way for victory. Praising God will shake the foundations of the very thing that was holding us back. Praising God will break the chains that was holding us down. And praising God will give us a key to open a door for our breakthrough. Praising God is a key for our breakthrough. And lastly, everybody knows this one. Praise is a weapon. It's a weapon. Praise becomes a weapon in a spiritual warfare. Whether it's Joshua and the people of God giving a shout of praise and the walls of Jericho crumbling down, or whether it's Jehoshaphat singing and praising God in the midst of a battle and God delivering them, praise breaks down strongholds. It combats the attack of the enemy. It fills the atmosphere, a declaration of who God is. It releases a counter to your circumstance. It releases a counter over your situation. praise is a weapon. It fights back the lies of the enemy over your life, your identity, and your purpose. Church, I want to encourage you, whether we are facing an external enemy, whether it's a spiritual stronghold or a personal challenge, our praise can usher in God's intervention, dismantle barriers, and release a divine power when we praise. Who's ready to praise? So when do we praise? Always. Always. Come on. Always, always, always. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. His name alone is worthy to be praised. My God alone is worthy to be praised. Praise does not depend on my situation, whether it's good or bad. Praise does not depend on my circumstance, whether it's good or bad. Praise does not depend on my emotion, whether I'm happy or sad. That rhymed. Praise does not depend on my health, whether I'm sick or full of strength and full of health. Praise does not depend on my financial status, whether I'm in a season of plenty or in a season of lack. Praise does not depend on my family, my ministry, or my business. No, it does not depend on that, because they're not my God. God is my God, and He alone is worthy, is worthy, is worthy to be praised. See, the enemy does not care what season you may be in right now. Enemy doesn't care whether you're in a season of good or in a season of bad. He just doesn't want you to praise God. But church, can I encourage us today? Let's say, not today, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. I'ma praise God no matter what. I'ma praise God no matter what the circumstance. I'ma praise God no matter what the season. I'ma praise God no matter what season I'm in. I'ma praise God whether it's a stormy night or it's a sunny day. I'ma praise God no matter what. In every season, from the rising of the sun to its setting, day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day, I will praise God. I will praise God. I'm gonna finish with this, and we're gonna all stand up and praise together. Is that cool? There's a song that we sang last week. It's a beautiful song. It's called Bless God, from Brooke. I forgot her last name. Brooke L. And it says this. I'll read this to you. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's prepare our hearts to praise God. And it says this: Bless God in the sanctuary. Bless God in the fields of plenty. Bless God in the darkest valley. Every chance I'll get, I'll bless His name. Bless God when my hands are empty. Bless God with a praise that costs me. Bless God when nobody's watching. Every chance I'll get, I will bless His name. Bless God when the weapons are forming. Bless God when the walls are falling. Bless God because He goes before me. Every chance I'll get, I'll bless Your name. Bless God for He holds the victory. Bless God for He's always with me. Bless God for He's always worthy. Every chance I get, I'll bless Your name. Why don't we stand? God deserves our highest praise. And so we're just going to declare His goodness. And so if you can, Let's fill this altar right now. Let's fill this altar. Come on, church. Let's fill this altar. Come on. We're gonna fill this altar. We're just gonna declare His glory. Come on. We're gonna praise Him. And we're gonna sing a song of who God is. Come on, church. We're gonna fill this up. We're gonna praise Him. We're gonna give Him the highest praise. We're not just gonna give Him a golf clap. We're not just gonna give Him a two-step. We're not just gonna stay Him in one spot. We're gonna fill this altar. Come on, church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come forward, come forward. Don't be shy. God deserves our highest praise. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Lord, dear Heavenly Father, right now, we praise Your name. We praise Your name. All the days of our
Thank
lives,
you for joining we us for this message today. We don't assume every
From the
person
rising
listening
of the sun
has a personal
to
relationship
setting,
with
the
Jesus
name
Christ.
Of the Lord.
So today, we invite you to begin following Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible teaches that every one of us has been created for a relationship with God. Sin has separated us from that relationship. But God loved us so much that He gave us His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived, died, and rose again, conquering sin, Satan, and death itself. If we believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. If you are ready to pray in faith, turning away from your sin and believing in Jesus for your salvation, please pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you to forgive me and cleanse my heart from all my sin. I receive by faith the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you would fill me with the Holy Spirit. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God, and that you have made me a new creation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to know and connect you to a local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at pneuma.church. Thank you for listening.